Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, Halima.
Hi, Ioni.
And hello to the listeners. Welcome to the Polyester Podcast. I'm Ioni, and I'm the founding editor-in-chief of Polyester and the author of Poor Little Sick Girls.
And I'm Halima, the community editor of Polyester Scene and the co-host of the Polyester Podcast.
This is The Sleepover Club, a feminist pop culture podcast. We pull apart the hashtag discourse in the hope of making some sense of it all.
Before we begin, please like, rate, review, and subscribe. It helps us so much. Ioni, as I always say every week, do we have any reviews?
We do, as I've been able to say every week, because you've all been leaving excellent reviews. This one is 5 stars, love heart, but like the old school love heart, which I appreciate. And it just says, man, I love y'all. And it's from an American person. So I know I sound stupid saying y'all, but the person doesn't sound stupid saying it because they're American and they've put Skeleton Sneeze. So thank you so, so, so much, Skeleton Sneeze.
Thank you. What's an old school love heart?
Like, you know, the kind of pointy bracket with a
thing. Oh, okay. I love that love heart.
Yeah, right, same. OG. I love.
Right. What are we talking about this week, Ioni?
We are talking about the aesthetic trend of Catholicism or Catholic motifs being aestheticized via the internet.
Mm-hmm. Annie loves this topic.
No, I just think it's interesting. I don't know. It's interesting. I've been noticing it swirling about for like, as a conversation or whatever, for like 3 weeks. And I think it's fun to do because obviously for like OG listeners at the beginning of the year, we did a lot of kind of these like the trends that were happening kind of more. Now it's more just like there hasn't been that many for a while, I suppose.
I feel like people are just so sick of them, but I feel like this one is a good one because it's quite a subtle trend.
Right. I like them. I don't like the articles that are like, what's the one? I don't know, any of these things. I think when it's like proper conversation about why these things arise, I find it interesting anyway.
Did you see iPaper's massive thing about the creation of these trending topics through the media?
No.
We need to have a read of it later on because I feel like you'll have thoughts on it.
Yeah, I saw Trey Taylor, who's like a really good pop culture writer and has an amazing Instagram, also wrote a piece recently about like how our culture's a monolith now and like these fake trends and stuff. But I think the Catholicism trend, like trend in inverted commas, is so interesting because I just feel like it's something that has been like kind of omnipresent for my entire life. Like this is all like Catholic and Christian symbols have always been used in a kind of aesthetic way in my experience, like not personal experience because I don't really do it, but like in my world, I suppose. But would you like to explain the trend for anyone that maybe is not aware?
So I guess who did this? It was a Vox that did this article. It's by Rebecca. Yeah, it's Vox by Rebecca Jennings. And she wrote about how Catholicism became a meme. And she wrote that a year or two ago, she started seeing a bizarre trend on TikTok where people argued about the superiority of Catholicism. And I guess if anybody hasn't seen the bikini with the father and the son on each
the Holy Spirit
or whatever, yeah.
it's by praying. So praying also do the one that's like, oh, shit. I'm just going to go on their Instagram because I always forget what the actual saying is.
Mm-hmm.
Also, they don't do fat sizes. So they do the top that says like God's favorite, which loads of people have. And it's kind of like, yeah, these irreverent quotes or like words. Like they did the Twilight bag, you know, the Twilight bag.
The Kendall one is cute. I don't think they did that one though.
They've also just done Olivia Rodrigo bag, a Desperate Housewives bag. But anyway, it's like done with this kind of like non-aesthetic, aestheticized fonts. It's like Times New Roman or whatever. I'm not a font nerd, so I cannot, I don't know. But yeah, that went really big. Sorry, I interrupted you, Halima. What were you saying?
I can't remember.
So yeah, you were saying the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit was really big.
Oh yeah. Year. And this was around the same time of Lil Nas and this whole like satanic panic thing. Do you remember? Mm-hmm. Where his song came out and he was like grinding on the devil.
Yeah.
Iconic, yeah. But around that time.
And then people... he got sued for putting blood in the Nike shoes,
right? Yeah. And like, I guess you see that with the, you know, the Leonardo DiCaprio version of Romeo and Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
People really satisfy that and stuff like that. And there's also an Instagram account that I actually don't know of, but it's called In Need God in Every Moment of My Life,
mm-hmm.
which documents surreal abstract memes about God, often with a Catholic bent. Apparently that's really big too. And I guess like we've seen it more recently. I guess she's talking about the last like 1 to 2 years. But I guess we're seeing it most recently with the Travis Barker and Kourtney Kardashian wedding. Yeah. So we're seeing a lot of that.
So there's a couple of things that I noticed where I was like, okay, this is back. Like, I don't know if people have seen it, but I'm sure we'll put it up in like the meme dump on Instagram with it. Julia Fox commenting on that thong, which is like Jesus on the cross instead of a thong string, and everyone suddenly noticing that the Killers are a Christian rock band.
Yes, when I learned that really, I was like, whoa, that shocked me.
Really, I feel like I've always known it, but because it's always been the weird thing, like, oh, they're from Vegas and they're Mormons. But yeah, that, I feel like that's been having another pop culture moment in the last couple of weeks. So I feel like there's just this air, like kind of Christianity and Catholicism is in the air at the moment. Do you know what mm-hmm. I mean? But for me, I feel like, yeah, it has roots in subcultures. For me, I would say that my kind of realization of it being this way was when I was like a teenager or whatever, and I watched, or younger than a teenager probably, because I definitely wasn't old enough to watch it when it came out, and then I like watched it on VHS, was Cruel Intentions. Have you seen it?
I watched it maybe last year for the first time.
With the cross coat holder. And then I feel like that kind of positioned maybe me and my generation, so like baby millennials, geriatric Gen Z, lol.
Ew, what a terrible name.
Someone said that to me the other day, like, we're geriatric Gen Z. I was like, I'll fucking take that, mate. I do not mind. Anyway, I feel like it positioned it as something that was like this edgy thing. And then also Christianity does have like, and faith has like quite deep roots in alternative scenes of music. So like heavy metal and stuff like that, which I grew up around as a teenager. I do not like it now, and I didn't like it then, but I was involved in it in some way. So I feel like there's always been these things like taking Christian motifs and kind of subverting them is the way that I see the trend. But I thought it's really interesting because what you pulled up in the research, that people are kind of thinking it's earnest.
What do you mean? Oh, like people are saying like that this renewed, oh wait, actually, what do you mean by earnest?
Like people are doing it in like non-ironic way.
Yeah, I guess a lot of people's excuse for it, or not excuse, but justification for the rise in like this Catholic aesthetic is the fact that, I love this actually, that's this definition by Biz Sherbert for ID, where he said that white people are reclaiming the Catholic aesthetic because of the last couple of years reckoning with cultural appropriation, which I just thought was kind of like funny.
Yeah, that's so funny because me and Eden were talking about this last night, and you don't send the research to Eden, do you?
No, I just said it to you.
Yeah, because she said like the same point, like without even thinking about it. She was like, yeah, it's obviously because like we can't do cultural appropriation anymore.
That's wild though. Why go to Catholicism?
I don't know. It's so interesting. Like I feel like for me, it's more, it's not that. I mean, I personally don't partake in it. And I was telling Eden about this time. Basically, I was sent to Bologna in Italy to do a talk a couple of years ago. And obviously, Italy is like very Catholic, very Christian, very religion. And they have like all the old shit. So it's like beautiful. And I remember going, I went with two girls who I'm not friends with anymore. Lol, shout out to them if they're listening. You know who you are. And we went into like the big church, which is in like the center of the square. And churches kind of give me the ick. Like, I'm not going to lie. I've never really felt comfortable in them. I think it's because I'm not religious. So like, I obviously appreciate the like the art and like the architecture and all of those things. But I feel like because I'm not religious, it's not my place to be in there. And I don't really agree with like religious tourism, if that makes sense. Like, not like I'm not passing judgment on religious people, but I'm saying as a non-religious person, I don't get anything from going into those spaces.
Yeah, they just give her the ick, guys.
They just give me the ick. But they actually do.
I've never heard somebody say that.
What?
Oh my god.
Wait, you've never heard someone say it gives you the ick?
No!
What? It's like a super thing.
Okay. Oh my god.
I can't believe you've never heard that before.
The way this, my face has just been in a massive smile for the past 10 minutes. I've never heard it before.
But anyway, so then these girlies who are like obviously white, they, because like every big church has a gift shop now, right? Like I remember it's when true. I first went to Sacré-Cœur in Paris when I was like 17 as well, and there's literally like four gift shops littered around the whole church, and like you walk around the outside. Anyway, so then I remember these two girls going into the gift shop and being like, "Oh my god, this is so aesthetic! I'm gonna buy like 10 things." And they were like all buying up like the rosary beads and like all of this and all of that. And I was just like, "It's so embarrassing because you don't believe in it. Like, you're literally just buying it for the aesthetic."
I remember when I was, because I grew up in Catholic Ireland. Just saying. Hope I don't give you the ick, Ioni Gamma.
No, I'm just joking. I'm not saying that religion gives me the ick. Like, I feel like I try to be very non-judgmental when it comes to religion, whatever your beliefs are. But as someone that personally doesn't subscribe or ascribe to those beliefs, I don't feel that it's my place to insert myself into those spaces.
Also, I understand having the ick when, like, especially when you go to these churches and they are clearly incredibly full of wealth. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's fine to be like, have a powerful kind of feeling around like a social critique on like Catholicism and wealth and Catholicism and privilege. When I was in Ireland, we used to this thing where we would buy the bands, you know, like the rosary bands. Yeah. And like me and my friends would try and amass like lots of them because you'd wear them like all over your wrist. Oh, also, one time I went to Belgium. Have I ever told you that I've low-key seen Jesus Christ's blood?
Right.
In Belgium, they have a church where you go there and the main attraction is the fact that they have Jesus Christ's actual blood in like on a cloth.
Yeah, I saw John Waters doing stand up like 2 weeks ago at the Barbican or something, and he did a whole bit about how apparently someone owns Jesus's foreskin.
What?
Like that was a thing that was like preserved and it was in the church for ages, and then someone stole it, so now someone owns Jesus's foreskin.
Okay. That's okay.
I think he made a joke about like grating it up and putting it on pasta like truffle, but I might be misremembering that.
Okay. Oh my god. I like how people just have different body pieces of Jesus all around the world.
Exactly. This is what I'm saying. Like, it's so commodified anyway. So like, I know when we were discussing this, doing this subject, you're a bit like, because obviously it is difficult to talk about religion in a nuanced way as something that is so like it's not, as I said, like it's not to pass judgment on people that are religious, but also as a like entity and a system and like a group of people, religious people, like Catholicism and Christianity in general has not been progressive or nice to many, many groups of people.
It's true.
And it does exist as like this wealth hoarding, power hoarding institution. As an institution, it's like flawed, I think.
That's sure.
not
and
to
I guess...
belittle anyone's beliefs in it. But exactly. What I'm saying is like Catholicism is already so commodified, A, by the church itself, it's been commodified by the fucking church itself. So then if they're like, if Julia Fox wants to like squeeze her gorgeous ass into a Jesus Christ thong, I'm here for it. And plus, I do feel like that, yeah, as I said, with the links to like the heavy metal community, there is this kind of like goth Christianity aesthetic thing that I feel like has always existed in subculture in some way.
Chris Stanman, he's a writing professor of religion at Augsburg University, talked about this kind of renewed interest in Catholic aesthetics among young people, both in the edgy grunge expression and the trad cath expression, and also the aesthetics of fairies, fairy tales, angels, and royalty. Basically exactly what you're saying. And when I read that, it made me think of, remember, like, Gag Dolce & Gabbana, but Dolce & Gabbana had a whole thing about, like, like a whole thing in one of their collections about like Catholicism and religion. And I remember that. And even like with the Met Gala theme being heavenly bodies, mm-hmm. fashion and Catholic imagination. Like it's very big in this kind of like, and I guess you could see that even in the Met Gala, the way people were dressing, that it's kind of like grungy and like, I don't know. It's very much in that way of being, in that mode.
I agree. And I think it's like interesting that it's kind of reemerging now, because I do think there's always been like an undercurrent of it, as I said, like in subculture and society. But now we're like.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Seeing these articles or like more celebrities buying into it. I mean, yeah, like Kravis are the perfect example, because they do also have that like alternative culture narrative, with Travis being in Blink-182 and stuff, and like Courtney's obviously trying to be a rock chick girly. I think it's interesting that we're kind of reemerging into this trend now, because of like basically all the conversations we've been having over the past, like since the beginning of the year, about like how everyone's like post-pandemic rebellion, like transgression, let's like get down in the mud and be dirty and horrible and like release all of these things that are meant to be like taboo or hidden. So I think it makes absolute sense that this is coming back now, if you get me.
I just don't understand how something as I want to say like mainstream as Catholicism has an edge that is grungy and edgy. Like, I just don't get how it has gone into those subcultures when it is so like what's the word for it? Like, so straight. It's so like, it seems so anti those things. So I just think it's weird that some people have used that within subculture.
But that's the point of what I'm saying, is that like people are appropriating these motifs to make them like backwards symbols of rebellion, I suppose.
But like, how is Catholicism rebellious?
No, that's what I'm saying. So it's like, for example, what's another example? Like, you're taking the straightest thing you can and bending it, basically.
Yeah.
Like, that's what it is. So it's like, oh, we can corrupt the purest of things. Like, there's another thing that's big in like alternative scenes and like metal culture is being straight edge, so like not drinking, not doing drugs, like abstaining from all of these types of things. So I feel like it's about, yes, subverting things that we have been told are like, yeah, it's like the moral fabric that holds our society together, right? And like, as I said in my book, and I said, maybe I've said on this podcast, it's like now religion, even if you believe or even if you don't, it's never been more irrelevant to our society in Western, in like English culture. Like, obviously Ireland is like a lot more still in with the Catholics, gets down with the Catholics. But like in England and America, for example, although obviously not huge parts of America, but it's like, for example, our governments aren't built up around religion anymore, all of these types of things. They are in a way, but in a way that's way more covert. And instead we're looking at like other ways to live our lives in terms of morality, like whether that's through wellness or like through whatever, health, all of these types of things. So I feel like now people are like, oh, we can subvert these codes without getting into actual trouble, like without blaspheme, like being, you know, accused of blasphemy.
That's true. I was thinking this, like thinking about the trend, because I guess the trend makes me think of whiteness a bit, because when I think of like the people who like partake in this trend, people like Julia Fox, It makes me think of the Red Scare podcast, because I know Dasha from the Red Scare podcast is like a Catholic and they talk about that and like use it in like subversion, quote unquote subversion. And it just made me think about like basically what we're talking about before, huh?
No, but the interesting thing is Dasha said it's not subversion, right? Read out the quote that she gave interview that she goes, put in.
What's so great about faith is that it doesn't have to be grounded in rational thought. We are seeing a lot of people return to religion because everything feels so senseless and pointless. So why not be a Catholic?
More.
And then the New Statesman said, as seeing that practices, so the quote builds off, some view Dasha and her particular crowd as a scene that practices transgression for its own sake, flirtation with reactionary concepts such as abandonment of ideals of social progress, Catholicism, and an admiration for the aristocratic past. Essentially, it's the argument that this particular brand of social conservatism is a reaction to annoying wokists and little else. So that wasn't necessarily her.
This is where I think we are maybe breaking away in the newest strand of it, because yeah, like where I see it as, where I have always understood it, and maybe I'm just like completely off the mark because I've never actually partook or like prescribed to this or been in like more than marginally interested in Catholicism as an aesthetic, is that like, yeah, I thought that people were using these symbols to basically be like, fuck you to a system that has like seeked for us to conform by their rules.
Mm-hmm.
But what Dasha and Red Scare are saying, which is just so them, isn't it? It's like, no, we should conform. It's fun. Ha ha ha. Being like a free spirit is not cool anymore. We should, you know, we should romanticize fascism and authoritarianism. Like, that's what they want. They're basically trying to say anything to be reactionary, which is that, like, so they're not saying we're taking these symbols to make them power, like, to make their power less as religious symbols. We're taking these symbols to bolster them in coolness and make religion cool again, which I think is two very separate things.
I guess, but I still think even though that's definitely what they're saying, because I guess that they are talking about the fact that going back to religion because of the pandemic is like, it's nice, it's comforting and all that stuff. I still think there's still some sort of, there's something there that feels transgressive. There's just something there.
It's transgressive because they're purposefully trying to do that because they know that people are either like agnostic or they maybe view extremely religious people as extremists, like especially in America, like in that landscape, you know, like the Bible Belt and all of this stuff. So they're like, oh, and that, you know, in America, it's very much linked to like conservatism and like Trump and like all of these things. So they're saying by saying religion is cool, they're saying we are right wing. And that is an edgy standpoint in the current cultural climate, which panders, I'm saying all of this in
quotation marks.
Yeah. Which panders to the woke left.
Interesting.
I hate it, obviously. I'm sure you can tell by my tone of voice.
Yeah. I just think it's interesting. Oh, carry on, actually.
What I thought was interesting about this and the rest of your research is that, yeah, they are basically like all these like, edge girlies or edge babies or edge everyone's like using Catholicism as this thing, either interpretation that we have spoken about and me even saying that like religion has lost its like cultural cachet, is that it's not strictly true, because like in the shadows or just out of sight, a lot of our mainstream celebrities are very openly Christian, like maybe not in the way that we have been used to before, and they're not trying to be like good Christian values like Trump was or whatever, like a return to the modern Christian family. But like you look at the Kardashians and they put Jesus in the show.
Like,
he is way more of a character now than ever before. They're basically trying to rewrite what it means to be like a modern Christian family obviously, yeah, Justin Bieber and Hillsong was such a massive thing, which has now been like cloaked in disgrace and like awful things. So we kind of exist at this cultural point where, yeah, Dasher and Red Scare can say, oh, Christianity, like, that's so cool and edgy. But then it's like, all the normies are actually still Christians. They're just not shouting about it.
That's true. I remember when I was younger and I used to watch the Kardashians and they used to just say, Bible? And the message would just be like, Bible, Bible.
Bible, on Bible. They still say that.
Do they?
Yeah.
I love it. It's a great saying.
I think it's interesting. And I don't think there's any problem in... I don't know.
I think there is some problem. Like, I'm a Catholic, obviously, and Irish, whatever. But I do think there is... I think it's weird, or, like, not weird necessarily, but, like, I think that there are some real issues with Catholicism around the world. So I just find it interesting, or, like, kind of weird that we're seeing a rise in the aesthetic when, like, I think one of the great examples of the power of Catholicism negatively is the way that they have power in France. Mm. So just, like, you see that with the what was it? They women can't wear hijabs in France. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember French Vogue got in a lot of trouble for being like, what did they say? Was it balaclavas are back or whatever? And a bunch of people were like, was that the thing? And a bunch of people were like, this is so stupid and so like,
and they've dumb just of you to say. And the French government has just doubled down on that, like saying that you can't wear burkinis to the beach or to the pool or whatever.
Did they say that?
Yeah, I saw a tweet about it yesterday.
But there's just so much negative power that Catholicism has. And you even see that in America with the overturning of Roe versus Wade.
Yeah, I was about to say
so
that.
There's just so much that Catholicism is doing around the world to negatively impact people's lives, women's lives, marginalized people's lives. So I'm a Catholic. Let me just say before people are like, oh, you hate Catholicism. Like, I am a Catholic. But I'm just saying, like, there is a certain negative power that, like, particularly white people are doing with Catholicism. So I just think it's weird, or, like, interesting, maybe not weird, but interesting that this trend is coming back when we're seeing so much, like such a conservative backlash with the use of Catholicism.
I think... there's many things I think, and I do agree with what you're saying. And I think, for example, there is something borderline dangerous, feels like a very loaded term, but worrisome, maybe, about, that God meme account and then Dasher and all these people being like, no, this is actually being taken up in earnest. Like, I do think there definitely must be, like, I'm going to sound so fucking, like, conspiracy theorist, but there must be, like, loads of, like, pushes to try and get young people back into religion, right? Because, like, as a generation, we are the least likely to be this. I also think there's an argument to be, like, you know, if you dilute all of these symbols, they lose their power in some way. Mm-hmm. And so the power that Catholicism has hold to, like, you know, restrict abortion, restrict human rights, restrict whatever, becomes less because these symbols become meaningless. But I just don't think that is the reality we're living in right now. So I'm saying absolutely that not as like a utopian thought or whatever, like, oh, that would be nice. But I don't think it's the reality we're living in. But then it's interesting as well, because again, like, I don't know, I don't think he cracked that many religious jokes, but John Waters was saying, and you know how like everyone doesn't like this Pope because he's like really like, use condoms, be gay. So everyone's like, he's not a real Pope.
Mm-hmm.
And John Waters is like, he was saying how apparently the Pope was like, who am I to judge? And John Waters is like, you're the fucking Pope. That's literally your job. That's like your divine, God-given right is to that's judge so us.
How do people become popes? Like, how do you get picked to be a pope?
I think you just have to be a really, really good police.
Policeman!
Freudian slip there. You have to be a really good priest. Like, and I think it's like any job, like you work your way up.
Like you apply through LinkedIn.
Yeah.
That's so
I'm
funny.
Actually applying right now. That's crazy. I'll let you know how it goes. My first like commandment would be we all have to wear the Julia Fox Jesus thong.
Oh God. You're not getting my vote. Let me just tell you. There's a quote from this book that I wanted to read out, and it's by Elaine Elefant, and it's about France and Catholicism, and she wrote The Power and Privilege of Catholicism. And she said, so why does France still need Catholicism? And she wrote, it allows them to make space for some forms of inequality between Muslims and Catholics, black and white residents, as well as rich and poor, while still celebrating kind of, you know, so still celebrating the fact that they believe that they're doing the right thing through God, which I just thought was brilliant. And people should read the book. So I really want to read the book too, because I guess like, I think people have had this critique of Catholicism for years. Like, we're seeing that, we saw that through bloody what, the Reformation in this country that was like yonks ago, whatever. Like, about the limitation, or like just the corruptions within Catholicism, but there's also problems within all religions. But I just thought that that was very interesting to think about, especially when you look at it, because I feel like all the articles I've read actually don't talk about the actual elite power that Catholicism has around the world.
Yeah.
So I think that that's an important point to bring up.
Yeah, I agree with you. 100%. I think that is a good note to end on. Thank you, Halima.
Thanks, Ayani.
Great chat. I can't believe you've never heard the ick before.
I've heard of the ick. I've just never heard somebody say a church, like the church gives them the ick.
Oh. Anything can give you the ick.
It's true, it's true, it's true.
Churches give me the ick. Sorry, I stand by it. Thank you to all of you listeners. Thank you to Gina and Charlotte and Eden and Izzy and Hattie and Grace. And is that it?
Yeah.
And Olivia.
Olivia
for editing. Shout out, Olivia. We love you. All right. We'll see you next week. Goodbye.
Bye.